escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about something we've all probably felt, but maybe haven't said out loud. Is caring less about holidays actually just a part of growing up? Like, when did the 4th of July go from yay, sparklers and delicious desserts to, what do you mean ground beef is $5.75 a pound?
No, literally, I've been feeling this way for the past couple of 4th of Julys, and it makes me sad, yeah. But also it's giving maturity.
It's giving maturity. Guys, you got to weigh in. It's Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. How many of you have felt this way? I know it's hitting hard for Breezy because 4th of July has been your favorite holiday for your whole life.
Yeah.
We're all getting a little older day by day, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some of us are aging like a beautiful wine, others a crumbly blue cheese. However, does anyone notice that the magic slowly disappears the older you get? Like, yes. Life catches up to us.
I feel this way about a lot of holidays. I think we talked about this around the holiday season for Christmas. Like, it's just not the same as when you were younger. Your mom's like, what do you want for Christmas? You're like, I don't know, for you to pay my rent.
It's painful
to afford anything.
It's almost a hassle to try and put together a list of things you want versus, like, when you're a kid, it's like you had a freaking 10-page essay.
So the 4th of July has always been, like, a huge part of my life, and like it's always been, especially growing up in Canandaigua. If you grow up on Canandaigua or grow up near a lake in general, like you're literally on a lake, there are so many activities to do on the 4th of July, but the big one being going out on the lake and sitting at Kershaw Park, like right there in the shallow end. All the boats get together, they call it the flotilla. And
the flotilla.
The flotilla.
Right on Crenshaw's Park.
Kershaw, so close.
I've never been there.
What are you talking about?
I've never done that.
Oh, for 4th? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you never will because I'm never taking you because I'm never going again. but like it was just a big drink fest, like, which
of
honestly
course.
Talking about it and looking back on it is so unsafe and I don't know how I survived. You're drinking in the water, like uncool, unsafe. But I wouldn't miss it for the world. I wouldn't miss it if I was missing all my limbs. That's how deeply and passionately and excited I got about it. But it
yeah,
was
you'd
so
still have as much fun even if you had no arms and no legs.
No, fully. Toss me in the water. I'll love it with a Malibu diet. You know what I mean? But over the years, it's dwindled. Like, we're still going on the boat, but we're going out in the morning, and it doesn't really get crazy till 2 o'clock, and then we're leaving at 2 o'clock, and I just feel like this wave of emotions of sadness because a couple weeks, no, maybe like beginning of the week, over the weekend, I texted my friends. I was like, so, guys, what are we doing for the 4th? And my best friend's like, I have a kid. And my other friend's like, I'm fully pregnant. I'm due next month. And then my other friend's like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter right. to me. Like, it's not as big of a deal as it once was. And I think that's what I'm trying to get at. But.
I can't stop picturing you with no arms and no legs, just being used as a flotation device.
With a little flamingo drink holder with a Malibu diet with a straw.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's me. But I was like, wait, what? But we came to the conclusion, my best friends and I, who I've always celebrated the 4th of July with, are going to go out in the morning. We're going to do a little brunchy brunch on the party boat. And we're going to leave before things get crazy.
It's very mature of you. All of you.
I know. Am I going to cry bringing the boat in, watching everyone get absolutely annihilated?
I'm telling you right now.
Flotilla?
I'm going to be keeping updated with all of your Instagram stories. And the sun's going to go up. 10 o'clock at night, you're still going to be out there.
No,
I'm telling you right now. Do you guys remember, though, being a kid and just losing your mind over Santa and Easter and fireworks and all that stuff? And then, I don't know, just one day, it just kind of hits you. You have responsibilities and things to do, and that stuff just isn't as important anymore. And that's okay. It's the same way I don't get as excited in the toy aisle at Target.
I do. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just saying. It's like, Christina says, good morning, guys. I'm 32. Didn't even put up a tree last year. It just felt like another chore. Went to bed early on Christmas Eve.
I know. So I think with the big drinking centric holidays like 4th of July, Thanksgiving Eve, it just was so incredibly important to me to go out and get hammered. And now I'm like, that's so much admin. Who's driving? How am I going to feel the next day? I don't want to be out past 11. Does that make me old and lame, or does it make me mature and responsible? I think that's the question I'm asking.
Because there's
this line that I'm not trying to cross over.
You're just slowing down, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what's also sad, too, is, and I know people who have been divorced can relate to this, because I have a couple of friends who are just so big into the holidays. And after they got divorced, they moved out. It wasn't the same. They just stopped celebrating altogether. How do you get the magic back into their life?
I think you have to have kids, right?
They do. Oh. They do.
Okay, then I can't help.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just it's really tough. Aside from getting divorced and getting older, you just kind of lose the magic.
Yeah. Which isn't wrong. Like, if anyone else is going through this, it's not wrong. It's just different.
The way you feel about 4th of July is the way I feel about Groundhog's Day. That's my holiday. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas because the family's together. But Groundhog's Day on February 2nd, you know this. That's my Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's really strange.
I should have invited you to my party last year. I just forgot. Okay. What tradition did your family keep pushing on you when you were a kid, even though you hated it?
Going to church on Easter?
Oh,
yeah. Like, do we have to? They're like, yes.
Yeah, midnight mass always became really difficult, you know, especially as you got older, because you just ate and drank so much. And you're like, ah, they're like, get in the car.
Like, it's literally past my bedtime.
I'm like,
this is irresponsible parenting on your part.
Do we really have to do this? Guys, keep the magic alive. And especially like Breezy said, you brought up a good point. If you guys do go out on the lake this weekend or Friday, excuse me, be safe. There was a couple of really tragic accidents last year. Just really took this segment and...
Wow, way to just bring that way down. Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry.
Can always count on you to leave it on a positive note. PXY Mornings
with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
By Hims and...
It's Breezy's Big Bills Update on PXY.
No, you guys, I'm pissed. No, I'm shaking pissed because with it being July, officially July 2nd today, in just 3 short weeks, we will be slated to start Bills training camp.
Why are you pissed?
3 weeks from today.
Yeah, that's great news.
I didn't get selected for tickets.
Who's supposed to do that?
Okay, so there was a lottery system for real Bills fans. They know. For real Bills fans, you know that there was a lottery system for you to get training camp tickets. And if you don't get them, you don't go.
You just don't go.
That's basically how that works.
But I know some people that started putting in for that lottery in March.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, it's not based on when you put in. It's just based on if you put in or not. So I put in four different emails.
I would just assume that the earlier you put in, your chances are better.
I don't think so.
It's just all right, so when's the cutoff for the lottery? When's the cutoff?
So it already was. And if you got that glorious or non-glorious email 2 days ago, you know you're set to go. If you didn't get an email, you're not going.
You're not going, you guys.
To Bill's training camp.
I'm so sorry.
And everyone's like, well, what do I do? What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. You're not going unless someone's selling their tickets for an astronomical price. But this year, they're opening Bill's training camp July 23rd at St. John Fisher University in Pittsburgh, which is a Wednesday. So exactly 3 weeks from today, they will be absolutely just getting after it.
Are you trying to tell me? Trying to wrap my head around this. Preseason's going to start next month, at the end of next month.
Period.
That is wild to think about.
They're hosting the team for the 24th time in the 26 seasons that they've been kicking around. Joshy Boy will be there.
Yeah, he will.
And they will hold 10 open practices. And there will be additional practices that will obviously be closed to the public. But all practices are set to start at 9:45, unless noted otherwise. I mean, like, yeah, we work here and we have a sports station. I don't think I can get tickets.
Oh, I got some pull.
Do you?
Yeah, I got some pull. Do you think Haley's going to show up with Josh?
No, she better.
Like, don't even touch my man. Don't even think about it.
Better. Yeah, so I'm a very, very, very sad breeze unless I get to go to training camp. So...
Last year, I was able to stop by, too, with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Okay.
One of the days. But our boss...
I'll dress up as your little sister.
Yeah.
That was Breezy's Big Sad Bills Update on PXY. Sponsored by...
Nope, it's not. It's not sponsored by anyone. Thank you so much.
FanDuel.
Guys, you ever get a text from your mom or your uncle and think, why are they sending me an eggplant or the crying emoji? And do they even know what it means?
Correct.
Because some adults have no clue what they're doing with emojis. And we know you've got someone in your life just like this. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some adults have no idea how to use emojis. It's absolutely disgusting. Anyone else get
that?
That's
really bad.
Anyone else get that eggplant emoji from their father? It's like they're just throwing random pictures and emojis in a text with zero clue what they actually mean.
It's really bad. It feels like there's a language barrier almost.
Perfect example. My 50-something-year-old uncle, who I love, has been texting back and forth with Breezy about car stuff.
He's literally the nicest guy. I verbatim texted Moose, and I was like, wait, I think I'm in love with your uncle. I was like over the moon when we started communicating.
And then
I said, I'm literally in tears. He's the nicest man I've ever exchanged words with. He's not a real human.
And then the next morning, I'm looking at this text thread. Breezy shows me that it's just a bunch of the kissing heart emojis that he's sending her.
Yeah, and the kissy
face. Listen, he's Italian, but I need to talk to him about that, because every single person listening right now has someone in their life, most likely a parent, who has no idea what they're doing when it comes to the emojis.
I know. I have a friend whose grandpa, I see it because it's on Facebook, always signs off every single comment or text that they write with a skull emoji and the two pink hearts. Skull emoji, two pink hearts. What?
Yeah.
I
had a friend who was in an accident, and his mom replied with just three of the skull emojis.
What?
I'm so lost.
Are you okay?
How many of you have someone like this in your life? They just don't know what they're doing when it comes to the emojis. Danielle just texted in, my boss uses the sweat droplets emoji every time someone finishes a project on time. It's deeply uncomfortable.
What?
The three sweat drop emojis? No, I don't think that's the one should be using.
The water drip. That's really something. Thank you so much for sharing that.
All right. 585-252-9800. Shoot us a call if you also have someone in your life who just doesn't know what they're doing. Anyone else has a dad that uses a sweat drop emoji?
I'll tell you one thing. My mom, she does use emojis, but a mom of any sort loves a Bitmoji. Moms love Bitmojis.
They really do.
And they always look just like them.
If there's one emoji a dad likes more than anything, which one, Breezy?
Thumbs up.
It's the thumbs up.
So dad-coded.
Let's get over to, hi, is this Gabby?
Yes, it is. Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Good morning.
It's Gabby.
Gabby, who do you know who is just awful when it comes to using emojis?
I'm laughing so hard right now at work because my dad's emoji game is a super, like, huge disaster.
Just, a dumpster fire, if you will.
He's so sweet, but, yeah, it's really bad.
Give us an example.
Yeah, okay. Well, so recently he tried to congratulate me on a new job. I just got a job as a personal trainer.
Love it.
Thanks, yeah. And he texted me, I'm so proud of you, and he added a muscle, a fire, and an eggplant emoji.
He's just throwing a bunch of randoms in there. Tell me why the eggplant emoji.
Healthy eating, healthy living. Of course.
Exactly.
Is that really why?
Like, no, I'm kidding. I don't know. He probably
Gabby,
has no idea.
Is that why?
No. I called him and I said, do you know what the eggplant means? And he said exactly that. He said, yeah, it's healthy, right? Like clean eating.
Not me translating.
Oh, my. That is awesome.
I was like, Dad, no, absolutely not.
Absolutely
like, not. Even
not.
A little bit. A
lot of different meanings to that. And that wasn't where my head went first. And you're like, maybe that says something about me, but sorry, Pops.
That's awesome. So he used the eggplant emoji and the little muscle emoji.
That's actually not even the worst one. Okay. Oh. So one time he sent me a text that said, the grandma had a stroke and is in the hospital, and it was followed with a crying, laughing face.
He's dying laughing. He's like, grandma's on death's doorstep.
Let me guess. He confused it for tears.
Yeah. He just thought it meant emotional. Like like an emotional face.
I absolutely
love him. I love him a lot, but he just has no idea what he's doing when it comes
but
to emojis.
There's adults or parents that have no idea what some of these emojis mean, and they're just throwing them into every text.
Kind
of like my uncle.
Yeah.
When we're talking about with Breezy, just the kissy face emoji with everyone and anyone. Doesn't yeah. matter who they are.
I'm like, thought I was like special. I thought he was hitting on me. Turns out that's just how he texts.
Yeah, that's.
I was like, damn it.
That's how he texts.
One time he sent me this thumbs up emoji after my car broke down. And I mean, that was it. Like, I said, Dad, I need help. My car broke down. Thumbs up.
That sounds very dismissive.
Listen, a dad, I'm telling you right now, a dad loves a thumbs up emoji. They really, I think it's the most used emoji for a dad ever.
I don't know how many people agree with this, but I have a buddy who's very triggered by the thumbs up emoji, and he's willing to cut ties with anybody who just replies with a thumbs up emoji because he finds it incredibly rude and dismissive.
Tell me you're insecure without telling me you're insecure.
Wow.
Gabby, thank you so much for the call this morning.
Absolutely. You guys are awesome, though. Thanks for the laughs, early.
Oh, we love you.
Your dad is awesome. Tell him we said what's
yeah,
up.
He really is. He really is.
All right, Gabby. Talk soon. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks.
All right. Let's go over. We got a text message. I don't know who this is from. They said, oh my God, I feel this. My dad still thinks the poop emoji means chocolate ice cream. He used it in a birthday message. Nothing
He's
is.
Like, it's pudding. Nothing it's is, obviously pudding.
I can't. Imagine anything being better than when grandparents are trying to use the emojis, you know?
I know. Props to your grandparents if they can even text, to be honest.
If they're using an iPhone or a smartphone in general, good for them.
Yeah, they're crushing.
My grandma, I remember right before she passed, she was 99, and my uncle came to visit, and he was trying to explain to my grandma what Uber is and how he uses the app when he picks people up. And she's just looking in the outer space. I go, what are you thinking right now?
She's like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Uber me to heaven. Thank you so much.
98PXY.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.